This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim, and this is the first of the 10 podcasts for Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, brought to you by Salik Academy. These are absolutely beautiful, tremendous days. These are days in which a lot of people in the world, their hearts are in one place and their bodies are in another. And for some people, their hearts and their bodies are in another place. And that is the place which is dear to all of us. And that is Mecca, Al-Mukarrama. And that is the sacred lands such as Al-Madinah. That is the sacred areas and sites such as Arafah and other places. These are days which are extremely beloved, not only to the hearts of the believers, but there are days that are extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by a number of aspects of these few days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the fajr of this day, by saying, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, by the fajr, by the morning time, وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, and also by the 10 nights. Some of the scholars, such as Al-Dhahhak, the famous scholar Al-Dhahhak, he said, the fajr by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath over here in this particular surah, in this particular ayah, is the fajr of the first day of Dhul Hijjah. So the day that we're in today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by the fajr of this day. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and he says, وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, and also by the 10 nights. So Allah is taking another oath, and this oath is by the 10 nights, i.e. the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالشَّفَعُ, and also the even day, وَالْوَتَرُ, and also the odd day. And the scholars explaining this, they said, الشَّفَعُ over here is referring to the day of Eid, because the day of Eid is an even day, which is day number 10 of Dhul Hijjah. And الْوَتَرُ over here is referring to an odd day, and that particular odd day is يَوْمْ عَرَفَةً, because the day of Arafah occurs on an odd day from Dhul Hijjah, the day that is the ninth day of Dhul Hijjah. So in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by so many aspects of these days. Allah is taking an oath by the fajr of the day that we're in today. Allah is taking an oath by the 10 nights themselves. Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. Allah is taking an oath by Yawm al-Nahr or Yawm al-Eid, the Eid that we will be celebrating soon enough. So these are beautiful, tremendous days. And the reason why I emphasize in the beginning, upon the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking all these promises and all these oaths, is because whenever Allah takes an oath by something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to magnify that particular concept within the minds of the people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permitted to take an oath by anything. And we, as human beings, when we take an oath by something, we're trying to glorify that. So people, when they go to the court, they take an oath by a certain book, their religious scripture. They're trying to glorify this scripture and saying that on the authority of this, I wouldn't be lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is permitted to take an oath by anything that is of his creation, which is everything besides himself. Allah can take an oath by any of those things. And he chooses specifically to take oaths by things that are extremely magnified, and he wishes to magnify, he wishes to glorify these concepts within the minds of people. So he wants to mention the virtue of these particular concepts by taking an oath by them. So reminding you of the virtue of the Fajr time in general, and specifically the time of Fajr in the day that we're in today. Number two, the 10 days at large. Number three, Ash-Shafa, the odd, the even day, which is the day of Eid, and the odd day, which is the day of Arafah. And some people said, however, that these 10 nights are not actually the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. They're in fact the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, because those are also very famous and virtuous nights, right? But the Prophet ﷺ, as found in the hadith, he said that Al-Ashru, Ashru al-Adha, that the 10 referred to over here is the 10 days of Al-Adha. And the Watar referred to over here is the day of Arafah. And the Shafa' referred to over here is the day of Al-Nahar, or the day of Al-Eid. So this is the explanation that the Prophet ﷺ had submitted as well. So one may ask now, which one of these two 10 nights are better? Are the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, better? Or the 10 nights that we are in now, are they better? The scholars responding to this, they said that in general, as a season, The 10 nights that we're in now are the best nights, and there's nothing comparable to these nights. But in specific, when it comes to the night of power specifically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of power is better than 1,000 months, 83 years and a few months. So these nights are in general better, but the night of power within the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, is the best night period. But in addition to the fact that these nights as a season are the best nights period, and these days as a season are the best days period, there's also another specific concept within these days, within the season. And that is that the best day, the best morning time within the entire year lies within these 10 days. And that is the day of Arafah. According to Imam al-Nawawi, according to al-Khatib al-Shirbini, according to many, many other scholars, such as al-Munawi, who actually said that this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars, that the day of Arafah is the best day of the year. This is the day in which Allah will forgive the maximum amount of people that He forgives in any other day compared to any other day during the entire year. This is the day about which there's a lot of details, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in the subsequent podcasts. We'll talk more about the day of Arafah. But it's sufficient for us to know right now that this particular set of days are not only the best days as a collection of days, as a season of days, but they also have the single best day within the entire year. And this is the opinion of the majority, but Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he has another opinion. He has the opinion that the day of al-Nahr, the day of al-Eid, is the best day. In either case, you'll notice, in both opinions, the opinion that says Yawm Arafah is the best, and the opinion that says Yawm al-Eid is the best, in both scenarios, we have the best day of the year within these 10 days. And we have the best days with an S at the end of the year that we are in right now. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength. Amongst the virtues of these particular days that we're in is the fact that these are the days which are known as the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised to Musa alayhi salam, as found in Surah Al-A'raf, also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told Musa alayhi salam to go into seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 30 days, essentially. And after the 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased that time of seclusion between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Musa alayhi salam for another 10 days. So it became 40 days then. So the promise was 30 days. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. We completed the 30 with another 10, so it became 40 days. And then Allah says, فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّي. That completed the promise. That completed the appointment that Musa alayhi salam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 40 days. These 40 days, according to the scholars of tafsir, are the days of Dhul Qa'dah, the 30 days of Dhul Qa'dah, and the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So they are the last 10 days. They are the most significant of the 10 days, or the 40 days that Musa alayhi salam spent in seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last 10 days of those 40. So Allah makes mention of these days in that particular scenario. And imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Musa to go into seclusion and He specifies these days, because these are really, really honorable days. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He calls these days al-ashhur al-ma'lumat. Allah says, al-hajju ashhurun ma'lumat. That hajj are days that are absolutely known and recognizable to people. Everybody knows what these days are. The Arabs knew prior to Islam, prior to the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Islam at large, they knew what al-hajj was. They knew that it was the days of Shawwal, it was the days of Dhul Qa'dah, and it was the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of how popular these days are, because of how recognized they are, because of the fact that people know the virtuous nature of these days already before and after Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't even list them within the Quran, simply says that Hajj is already known to people. Those days are known. These are the days that we're in right now. And the fact that Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are these days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to in the Qur'an by calling them ma'lumat, is an opinion that is pretty much agreed upon between the scholars. Some scholars, they say, that the days of Hajj are not only the days of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, rather they're the whole month of Dhul-Hijjah as well. So there are 3 months, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. Nonetheless, we are within that time in any case, whether we say that it is the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah alone, or we say that it is the days of Hajj include all the way till the end of the year. Either way, we are in khayr, we are in a very, very blessed time. And Allah makes another reference to these days. Allah says, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. And proclaim within the people the claim of Hajj. Make the call of Hajj. They will come to you walking, they will come to you upon mounts, they'll come to you in many ways. مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, from the furthest parts of this earth. So that they may end up witnessing the benefits that I have placed for them within this land, and also so that they may remember, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ, so that they may remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the sacrificial animals that they bring. They may mention that name during a days that are absolutely known as well. During a group of days, during a set of days, during a selection of days, during a beautiful group, a beautiful, you know, time, season of the year, أيام معلومات, days that are known to people and recognizable to people. Yet again, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls these days معلومات, recognizable, known, noteworthy to people in both scenarios. In the reference to the month itself, the months of Hajj, as in Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and these specific 10 days as well. So these are absolutely beautiful days that we're in. Allah took an oath by them, the Fajr of the first day of this. Allah took an oath by the 10 days. Allah took an oath by the day of Arafah. Allah took an oath by the day of An-Nahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to them, calling them recognizable, notable months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made reference to these 10 days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did all of this so that we may recognize the virtue of these days. These days are absolutely virtuous, so much so that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this is the hadith that I really want to emphasize on, after looking at the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions the virtuous nature of these days, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. There are no days within the entire year that the good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these 10 days that we are in now. So the oath was taken by the nights, as in the nights are very virtuous as well. So if anybody wants to wake up for the qiyam, and over here the word yawm is used, which also includes the night, but also so you recognize that the virtue is within the day and within the night. All of it is virtuous. There is no day, no group of days that are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person to do good deeds within than these 10 days. The Sahaba shocked, perplexed. They said, O Prophet of Allah, even if a person was to go out and fight for the sake of Allah, the Prophet ﷺ replied back, even the fighting for the sake of Allah would not equate to these days and the goodness that a person can do within these days by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, with one exception. If a man was to go out in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend all of his money in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then not return back as well, i.e. be a martyr in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, that one person may be doing something better than the people that are worshipping within these days. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His grace and mercy to give us the tawfiq to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within these days. These days are not just days that are specific to people that are going to make Hajj, by the way, okay? Some people have this notion, people are going to make Hajj, alhamdulillah. If you're not gone for Hajj, you still have an opportunity to make dua to Allah, you still have an opportunity to show servitude to Allah, you still have an opportunity to get closer to Allah, you still have an opportunity to do so much that even the littlest of your actions will be counted as great, great deeds, because these are the best days of the year, as I said. These days have a number of acts of worship which are popular within them. I'll just mention one If you haven't already started, you start, but inshallah ta'ala, in the subsequent podcasts, we'll talk more about some of the acts of worship and some of the lessons that we can take from these days. One act of worship that you should get down to right away is fasting within these days. Fasting is a beautiful thing throughout the year, but it is even more beautiful in these particular days. These particular days, the Prophet ﷺ had a habit of fasting, and bi-ithnillahi ta'ala will dedicate a lesson to fasting as well. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the hajj of those that are gone for hajj. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the niyyah of those people that wished to have went for hajj. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us as people that are slaves of His, that worship Him alone. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the deeds that we do. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our actions that we have done throughout the year within these days, because these are the days of mercy, these are the days of forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.